Hello, I'm Helen Holland. I'm the leader of the Labour Group of Councillors on Bristol City Council, and I'm a councillor in Whitchurch Park Ward in the south of Bristol. What we've tried to do with the amendments that the Labour Group is putting to the council's budget is really to take away some of the worst effects of their budget proposals on the most vulnerable people in the city. Now, we haven't got a lot of room for manoeuvre because the council has been handed down huge cuts by the Lib Dems and Tories in government, and it's been rather disappointing that actually they haven't tried, the Lib Dems here in Bristol, have not tried to lobby against the cuts. In fact, as you probably know, the Liberal Democrat leader didn't even sign a letter objecting to the cuts that went up to the government and was printed in the Times last week. So I think that what we've done is to try and find some small room for manoeuvre in their budget, but to show that what we're doing is to try to put the money into things that people really care about. Our candidates and councillors have been listening on the streets, door knocking and hearing what people's views are. And these are the things that we hear. The PCSOs, Police Community Support Officers, are really well appreciated. And the Lib Dems, what they've done is to not fill vacancies. We've said that we will be committed to filling all those vacancies so that people have got real evidence of uniform presence on the street. And we know that that's had real effects on reducing antisocial behaviour. How is it that the Liberal Democrats can face themselves in putting up the charges for Meals on Wheels for the most vulnerable people in our society? We know that that's really impacting on those people, but they're choosing not to take them. The number of free swims, when Labour government introduced that, and we wholeheartedly welcomed it in Bristol, lots and lots of people really availed themselves of the opportunity for free swims, and we're going to bring that back for older people, for their social and physical well-being, and for young people during the school holidays. Our ideas are ones that reflect the priorities that people talk to us about in the streets. We can't do a lot because of the size of the budget cuts that have been handed down by government. But we would fight for Bristol. We would be taking that message to the Lib Dems and Tories in government. We're not sitting back and taking the cuts as the Lib Dems here have done. And we hope that our amendments just show the kind of things we can do if we reflect the views of local people and bring them to the council.